3 o'clock.
Stocking up, troop pull out. I'm Barbara Cusack. Florida residents picked the shelves clean of bottled water and lined up at gas stations today as a menacing Hurricane Dorian threatens to broadside the state over the Labor Day weekend. Florida's governor declared a state of emergency in all 67 counties in advance of the storm. Meteorologist Allison Chinchar says new forecasts indicate a possible shift as to where in Florida Dorian makes landfall.
More of the models are starting to trend a little bit further south, especially the European model. So again, now it's looking more and more like it would be more in the southern half of the state. Even if it does make landfall in the further south point, it's got to then go north after that. So really, the entire state is going to have some form of an impact from this storm.
President Trump said the U.S. plans to withdraw more than 5,000 American troops from Afghanistan. Correspondent Jeremy Dimon reports Trump's comment comes as a U.S. envoy continues talks with the Taliban to find a resolution to the nearly 18-year-old war.
He is prepared to leave 8,600 troops in Afghanistan should there be a deal with the Taliban for withdrawal of several thousand U.S. troops. Currently, those troop levels are at 14,000, but the president making clear that he will leave a troop presence there even if there is a deal.
The Justice Department's Inspector General says former FBI Director James Comey violated FBI policies in his handling of memos documenting private conversations with President Trump. More from correspondent Sarah Murray.
They said it was not clear from the evidence that James Comey had actually intended to violate this policy about handling classified information. And so ultimately DOJ decided the evidence just was not there to actually bring charges against James Comey.
Declaring space crucial to the nation's defense, President Trump said the Pentagon has established U.S. Space Command to preserve American dominance on the ultimate high ground. Space Command will be headed by a four-star Air Force general, and Trump said it will ensure America's superiority in space. I'm Barbara Cusack.
Attention, you may be eligible for cash payments, identity theft protection services, and other benefits in the Equifax data breach proposed class action settlement. If you're one of about 147 million U.S. consumers whose information was impacted in the 2017 Equifax data breach, you may be eligible for cash payments for time and money you spent because of the data breach. Visit EquifaxBreachSettlement.com for more information about your rights under the settlement and to make a claim. Or you can call toll-free 1-833-759-2982. That's EquifaxBreachSettlement.com or call 1-833-759-2982. This is a court-approved legal notice paid for by the Equifax data breach class action settlement fund.
Have you heard what President Trump said recently?
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too. I like it too.
Now you can watch Newsmax TV and get the truth about Trump from Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, and more. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel, now in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more systems. See Newsmax TV today. It's real news for real people.
Arizona News Radio. The central deserts in the high country finally getting some monsoon moisture Wednesday night.
A lot of places saw rain. You know, it wasn't too much for most places, but, you know, we did see all those common things you might see in a monsoon. You know, dust, you know, some flooding and lots of lightning. So, you know, definitely the biggest storm so far this season.
And Redeemer with the Weather Service. The Mesa area among the hardest hit with a couple of inches of rain in some areas. Some flooded roadways, lightning strikes involving trees. Northern Arizona also getting storm activity, though drier conditions are expected today. Millions of dollars worth of drugs seized in a pair of vehicle inspections near Holbrook.
$4.5 million worth of drugs were interdicted and seized in Arizona. And that's $4.5 million worth of dangerous drugs that will not reach the streets of the Midwest or the East Coast.
CPS spokesman Raul Garcia, Glendale millionaire businessman Daniel McCarthy announcing plans to run against incumbent Senator Martha McSally in next year's Republican primary. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
This 1100 KFNX traffic update is brought to you by Indeed.com. In Phoenix, there's an accident, 16th Street at Van Buren Street. Another one in Phoenix, 35th Avenue at Camelback Road. Tempe, there's a couple things going on. Broadway Road, west of Loop 101, there's an accident. And also, there's a road closure, Veterans Way between College Avenue and 6th Street due to tonight's ASU game. This has been your 1100 KFNX traffic update brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, and zero in on qualified candidates. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, as we head into the evening, you'll have clear skies with a low 85. Tomorrow's going to be sunny with a high near 111. Tomorrow night, clear, low 86. And looking ahead towards Saturday, sunny with a high 112. Your forecast for tonight, once again, clear, low 85. I'm Andy Davis from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 107 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
In the front, we'll take out that tree, install a new fence.
You're gonna call 811, right?
Isn't that just for excavators?
No, dude. Calling 811 is for excavators, homeowners, contractors, anyone. Natural gas lines and other utilities can be buried anywhere. Call 811 two working days before any digging project to get all underground lines marked for free.
Thanks, deep-voiced narrator.
You're welcome, dude. Brought to you by Southwest Gas.
Bill, Susan, you guys look amazing. What's the secret?
Our new Sleep Number 360 smart bed. He chooses the comfort on his side, I choose mine. We feel great.
Can it help keep you asleep?
Yes, it senses our movements and adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night.
I don't think it's a secret anymore.
It's the biggest sale of the year and the last chance to save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing ends Monday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show. Every Thursday from 3 to 4, right here on Independent Talk, KFNX 1100, and featuring the Elton Brothers, over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this Millennial Makeover Thursday here in the Valley of the Sun. I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Arizona Best Real Estate.
Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Arizona Best Real Estate.
And we are the Elton Brothers. Numbers to join in, talk to the bros, anything real estate related on the table. 602-277-KFNX, that's 602-277-5369, or to chat off the air, our direct line, always on, Monday through Sunday, 480-451-3318, our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. We got another nonstop hour, scintillating radio rushing your way. Look at the latest real estate numbers, plus calling all millennials. If you can't buy today, but maybe tomorrow, we've got a dream home for you. Then in our loan segment, the ultimate deannuitization. Deanne's going to tell us about a record-breaking closing you won't want to miss. Bottom of the hour, Investor's Corner. We got some leasebacks with incredible cash-on-cash returns. Down the stretch, new listings, a special distress sale, deals of the week, much more. But first, what's on your mind, bro?
Did you get hit by that monsoon last night?
No, but I got hit by a chair driving down the 51 freeway on the way here.
What is with the freeways? It's like a swap meet in the middle of the freeway.
Oh, my God.
You got hit by a chair.
I got hit by a chair.
I saw a hammock in the middle of the
freeway. And it was one of those things where there was a truck in front of me. He swerves, revealing a suspended, doing a 360 school chair that is now obliterated somewhere between Thomas Road and McDowell.
Powdered. Wow. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, that was freaky. Usually you can, I can do something. I can move left. I can move right. No, there was no doing anything. It was there. And it was kind of like running into Lawrence Taylor back in the day.
It's so weird. I always see shoes in the middle of the street. Why? Why do people throw shoes in the middle of the street?
The funkiest thing I've ever seen in the middle of the street.
Mattress.
A casket.
A casket. No way.
Yes. In the middle of the freeway. That's, I say, that's, pretty extreme stuff.
Now, was there a body in it?
Well, you see, I didn't stop to
say your last
do the forensics.
No,
but that's the
a real casket. I remember one time I was going down the 51. Actually, I think it was the 17, and a mattress. This has to be years ago, probably 10 years ago. This mattress comes flying off this truck. I'm just looking at it. I'm behind it like an idiot because I'm kind of like a deer in the headlights watching this mattress kind of thinking it's going to blow off the truck. And I'm thinking, oh, this will be cool to see. And naturally I'm behind it and I'm thinking, whoa, if this thing does fly off, I'm going to get hit. Anyway, it flies off, hits in front of my car, bounces over my car and hits the car behind me. I'm telling you, I don't get it. You got to use
freeways.
Yeah, you got to use tie downs, people.
I remember when I was teaching my daughter, another freeway store, teaching my daughter how to drive. We were on the freeway. There was a truck with a ladder tied off on it, although it didn't look like it was tied off. And I said, see, honey, now this is something you want to be aware of. You want to stay behind these things. In fact, we're going to move over right now. Literally 5 seconds later, the ladder comes up over the top and flies right past us.
That's nuts. You called it, Dad.
Good lesson for the kids.
I was like, you're my hero, Dad. Good job, Dad. What's for breakfast? Hey, so anyway, I can tell that there's a monsoon that last night because I only saw five people get flipped off on the way down here. I mean, I think people are a little bit more.
We needed that.
We needed it. We needed it. We needed some rain. We needed some change. Monsoons. We need these things because we're going to have just a crazy fire season if we don't. So we're hoping to get some monsoons. We got to get the reservoirs filled back up. Saguaro Lake looks like a puddle.
Pretty much.
So anyway, I know there's some people that want to go down the river this weekend. I'm like,
You know what else is drying up? The pool of homes available in this town.
Yes. I wanted to talk about the Rolling Stones real quick.
Okay.
But
so much to do besides real estate all of a sudden. Ray Freeways.
I mean, did you go? I went to the Rolling Stones concert and it was nuts. I cannot believe that Mick Jagger, 78 years old, Keith Richards is kind of like Weekend at Bernie's, but he sounded great. I mean, he played great. I mean, Ron Wood, these guys are bouncing around the stage. If I could be half this active at 80 years old, I mean, come on. Really, truly pretty amazing. And then last night.
Especially he just had heart surgery.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like a few weeks ago.
That's like outpatient stuff now. Anyway, so real estate,
right.
Real estate is tricky right now. Don't you think it's tricky?
It is tricky.
Let's call it what it is.
It's a little bit of a bifurcated market for a big word.
I think you got sellers that look at low interest rates. They look at low inventory. They get powdered and they get beat into their heads that there's low inventory, there's low rates, and that people are going to pay whatever they want for your house. But in reality, it's not that way. We have low inventory, right? We talk about is 13,300 in change, which is by and large a seller's market, but the market's not acting like a seller's market in some price ranges.
But to give some perspective, I think you made a great point last week because you were talking about.
Last week?
Yeah, last week. And I know people remember that show. They don't even have to go listen to it on the archive, but you were saying that the last time we reached a low like this was back in, you know, the crazy days, 2005, we were down to 4,000 homes,
mm-hmm.
4,000 plus. But since then, our population has grown exponentially. Our home pool has grown exponentially. And so a 13,000, and I actually looked this up for you because I thought it was such an interesting point. They're saying the inventory today, but now we have 50% more people, is more like the low of 2001.
Really?
2001. So to put perspective on this $13,000 home number, very interesting. So inventory is low, but under 300, as we've been saying, very active, very fluid market. Over, like certainly in the higher ranges, though, seeing a lot more battling going on.
That move up buyer is having a little bit of a problem. They either have to sell something. To buy the new one, but the new one had, so what's happening is I think there's a log jam because you got lower, you got that under 300,000 where people have to sell, but they don't know where to go because where they're going to go, they get priced out.
Well, so you just put your finger on it too. You said they have to sell that one to buy the next one. So this is a contingency market right now.
Lots of that.
We are involved in a deal right now where there is a contingency on the contingency contingency. In other words.
Yuck.
It's contingent on a sale, and then that sale is contingent on a sale.
I know, but who would do that?
Well, this is the market we're in. I'm seeing is people are, you know, as long as all the offers that are in contingency are going along and they're through their inspection periods, people are doing these deals because that's where all the equity is. The equity is in the lower price ranges. Those people are moving up. Like you said, they're moving up buyers. And that's, if you're a seller out there, you have to consider the contingency now.
Yeah, and not to mention first time home buyers, millennials, they are diving in. I am working with five, dear, you say millennials. I mean, that's what we call these people, right? You know, it's like a deer that you see off the side of the road. You go, oh, there's one. You deal with millennials, and they are coming out of the woodwork in droves to buy properties. They just need down payment, credit, and assistance.
We got another way to do it too. We're going to get into that a little bit later, but up next, the ultimate deannotization. Deanne's going to tell us about a record-breaking closing you won't want to miss if you're a real estate agent to see what she can do. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
You're on with the Elton Brothers.
What's this get bonafide thing you guys keep talking about?
Well, we can get you a competitive cash offer on your home, usually within a week.
So you're going to lowball me?
No lowballs. As I said, these are competitive cash offers, hence the name bonafide, as in get your bonafide cash offer today.
You understand my house has sweeping mountain views.
Everything gets factored into these offers.
Well, I'm not quite ready to move yet.
It's at your convenience, so you get a great price, and the Elton Brothers guide you every step of the way.
What's the number?
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318, or eltonbrothers.com.
Get bonafide!
And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
eltonbrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
Buying or selling a home? The most important protection you need is a good home inspection, and you want the best. At Inspect 10, they deliver. A-plus rating with the BBB? Yes. Color-coded reports with pictures? Yes. Inspect 10 even gives you a free 90-day major systems warranty. No one does that. For nearly 20 years, Inspect 10 has had the best price and amazing service. Just ask the Elton Brothers. They've been using Inspect 10 for over 10 years. Call Inspect 10 today at 480-204-1010. That's 480-204-1010.
Hey, son. Congratulations on your new home.
Thanks, Dad.
The Elton Brothers really came through.
I'm finally off your couch and into my new pad, and they saved us money.
Money and headaches.
To get a competitive cash offer on your home, usually within a week, call the Elton Brothers. 480-451-3318. See if your home qualifies. Receive a bona fide cash offer on your home. Call 480-451-3318.
Hey, Dad, have you seen my CBD pen?
Elton Brothers with Arizona Best Real Estate. eltonbrothers.com.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Everybody needs a home. Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, licensed agents slash brothers. with Arizona Best Real Estate. Call us direct, 480-451-3318. Right now, if you have a financing question or a refinancing question, Deanne Reisner, Direct Line Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728. Over 25 years in the mortgage industry, one of the best in town at what she does. Just ask all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client's loan has first been
Deannetized.
Deanne Reisner, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Rick.
Deanne, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Did you get hit by that monsoon last night?
Boy, did I ever.
Did you really?
Literally, yeah. Sat out on the patio and watched it. And, it was quite the monsoon. It was pouring and quite the lightning show.
I have never seen such lightning bolts as I did last night. It was a light show, for sure.
Absolutely, but it's somewhere you want to watch from undercover, that's for sure.
Yeah, you shouldn't be drinking out of metal straws, right?
Okay.
So good. So, Deanne, what is going on with this market right now? There is so much going on. Millennials are buying. 10-year treasury is low. Interest rates are low. Inventory is low. We got a lot of people that need a lot of trickiness, so to speak. A lot of,
assistance?
Assistance. They need down payment assistance. They need, closing cost assistance from sellers. They need to get their W-2s and their income verified. What's going on out there with millennials?
Well, a lot of them that I'm dealing with, believe it or not, they prefer not to go online. They actually prefer to have somebody sit down and explain everything to them. But for them, trying to wrap their heads around, even though interest rates are in the threes, you know, they think that they should be lower. And as we talked about last week, the rates are lower, but they're not as low if it was following the 10-year treasury. But they're out there buying, and I'll tell you, if they're in the 350 or below, they have to be ready for, you know, to go through a few properties. And
no doubt.
When they like, pull the trigger.
No doubt.
A lot of false launches.
Right.
Well, there's a lot
right.
of competition. Yeah. I mean, it's tough out there.
And if you're getting an FHA loan or a VA loan, that's a little tougher than, say, a 25% down or a 20% conventional or cash. So a lot of people have to understand that, too. But
I mean, if you're a real estate agent out there right now, to have a lender who can get things done and get things done quickly so you can tighten up your time frames is going to be key to getting you in the game in that very highly fluid, competitive, under 300, 350 market. And so I do want to get this out because last week, while we were doing the show, a lot of craziness was going on one of the deals Deanne and I are working on. We're working on. It's closed now. But so essentially, this was a 1031 exchange. I'm just going to set this up, Deanne. It was a 1031 exchange. We do the show on Thursday. We were scheduled to close on Friday. We got the numbers from the relinquished property in California and the settlement statement that for whatever reason, the proceeds amount that my buyer was getting changed. And so we kind of had to go into deannetization mode in order to make all the numbers line up. And the title company obviously was closing, in an hour or so. And Deanne, take it from there. What did we do? How did you guys do it?
Well, what we ended up having to do was lower the loan amount by $12,000 so that our buyers didn't have to pay capital gains on a 1031. So in order for that to happen, people think, oh, like back in the good old days, we could just lower it and redraw docs and, you know, have the underwriter sign off on it and we'd be done with it. Well, now with TRID, it's risky business because if your APR moves by more than 0.125, even though you're lowering the loan amount, you have to redisclose and your waiting period starts over.
Right.
So fortunately, because it was a decent-sized loan, that didn't happen. But I still had to change it with my marketing department. And this was all, I think, right around 415, 420.
Right when we got off the air last week.
Absolutely. But by the time we figured it out and came up with the solution, talked to the borrower and decided we were going to lower the loan amount. So I had to go through my marketing department. They dropped everything they were doing. I had to go to my disclosure people to figure it out, make sure the APR. So she calculated that. Then I had to go back to my underwriter to make changes in the loan. And then I had to go beg my closer, who was supposed to be going home because this is 5 o'clock by now. She stayed and drew the new set of docs, emailed them to title at 5:30, and the borrower signed the next morning at 8:30.
So redisclose, re-underwrite, draw docs, get to title, 1.5 hours. Real estate agents, are you listening? Are you listening?
Yeah.
That is the key. So we were, because actually our first thought was, well, there's no way we can close tomorrow. The loan's going to be different. And so I'm already on the board to the sellers. I'm on the phone to all the different people to get who I need to get in line and on board with getting an addendum together, extend the close of escrow, do all these things. And unfortunately, you know, it was, you know, we have $12,000 of tax to protect. Like you said, they were so we're working on all these angles. And then we get back in touch and you're saying we might be able to get this done and still sign tomorrow and still close tomorrow being last Friday.
And this was at 3 o'clock.
No, this is now. This is at 4. We got off the air at 4. This is when this all went down.
Think
right?
about the amount of people that Deanne has to work with in order to get. So it's not just Deanne. She's got closers, processors, doc preps.
Underwriters.
She's got underwriters. That means you had to bring at least 2 dozen Krispy Kreme the next day.
try lunch.
Right, lunch, Starbucks.
Absolutely,
for the next year.
Whatever,
I mean,
they want.
See, it is a team effort. Everything in real estate is a team effort. You buy a house, there's no less than 20 people that have to work and get these things done.
I know there's a lot of newer agents out there, because a lot of agents, look, you have your lenders, we get it, and that's great. If you might be looking for a great lender that's going to get stuff done, they underwrite in-house, they can get loans closed in 14 days or less. And I hope I'm not stretching the truth there, Deanne. I'm just throwing out a number. 602 is her, this is Deanne's direct line. 602-606-6728. Give her a call, and see, what we're talking about. You're working with one of the true pros in this industry. And you're definitely going to want that on your side. All right.
And you know what? You made a good point about millennials too. You know what? Everybody thinks, oh, millennials are going to do everything online. They're going to sit there with their phone and get a loan online. I think that they want this old school, they want this
hand holding kind of explanationing
guidance.
It works both ways. I think their instinct is to go online. And then if they talk to anybody who knows anything,
like their parents.
Parents, their real estate agent, whatever.
Right. Anybody that's going to say, you need some guidance. You need to talk to somebody on the phone. You need to actually talk to somebody on the phone.
Well,
it's better.
I have somebody coming in 15 minutes that went online to a large online lender, and she got tired of no communication and only communication by text. And so they're coming in, and I'm closing, and they couldn't guarantee that they could get a VA loan closed by the end of September.
Yeah.
So they're coming in right after the show, and I'm taking it from an online lender for that very reason.
All right, so you're going to have to run. We have 2 minutes at the most.
Okay.
Let's breeze through these rates. Where are we again?
Okay, VA, we're using 280, 3.625, APR of 3.703, 1464.44 on the payment. FHA, we're at 3.625, APR of 4.667, 1631.06. Conventional, good credit, 20% down, 3.875, APR of 3.957, 1240.83. Investors, 20% down, good credit, we're back up, you're going to hate it, 5, APR of 5.182, 1389.98. 25% down, save yourself a half a percent at 4.5, APR of 4.673, all in, 1259.
So that half a point, you save a half of, you can come in, if you're an investor.
Yep.
You put down 25%. The difference in the rate is huge.
Yep,
5 to 4.5.
Yep.
So that's the one that really stuck out. 4.5 as an investor is what you want all day long. 1259. That will cash flow all across Phoenix rental properties. And then a VA at 1464, that's no money down, and a 3.625. That's a huge spread between the govies and the investor conventional, 4.5.
Absolutely.
Big spread. And now the conventional was 3.875. That's great.
Did you say guppy or govy?
I said govy. FHA VA. Government.
Got it. We need to explain.
Well, that's why I have a gentleman that I'm doing VA. He's a disabled vet. He's putting 30% down. I'm doing VA versus conventional because he gets a better interest rate. And another lender had told him not to go VA because it was a terrible loan for him and it was a lot of paperwork.
Give Deanne a call. She will get you set up. 602-606-6728. Thanks, Deanne. Coming back.
Thanks.
We got some cash on cash return. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show.
Savage Nation, afternoons at 5 p.m. on 1100 KFNX. No fake news. Independent talk, 1100 KFNX.
Hurricane Dorian is aiming to slam Florida as a powerful Category 4 storm. In Port Canaveral, correspondent Leila Santiago says what residents fear is a direct hit.
They're certainly getting ready. We've seen waste management going around, trying to pick up any tree branches that may be out there in the stores. We're seeing they are starting to limit the amount of water that you can buy. The city is planning on bringing in sand tomorrow so that folks can get bags and prepare for what may come here.
A horrific crime at a Las Vegas laundromat early today. A woman was bludgeoned to death with a sledgehammer as her 911 call went dead. Arriving officers found a 36-year-old suspect covered with blood and carrying the sledgehammer. Police believe it was a random act of violence. Authorities have euthanized four small whales after 10 of the animals were stranded on a Maui beach. Two others might also be euthanized. I'm Barbara Cusack.
Arizona News Radio. The central deserts and the high country finally getting some monsoon moisture Wednesday night.
A lot of places saw rain. You know, it wasn't too much for most places, but, you know, we did see all those common things you might see in a monsoon. You know, dust, you know, some flooding and lots of lightning. So, you know, definitely the biggest storm so far this season.
And Redeemer with the Weather Service. The Mesa area among the hardest hit with a couple of inches of rain in some areas. Some flooded roadways. Lightning strikes involving trees. Northern Arizona also getting storm activity, though drier conditions are expected today. Millions of dollars worth of drugs seized in a pair of vehicle inspections near Holbrook.
$4.5 million worth of drugs were interdicted and seized in Arizona. And that's $4.5 million worth of dangerous drugs that will not reach the streets of the Midwest or the East Coast.
CPS spokesman Raul Garcia, Glendale millionaire businessman Daniel McCarthy announcing plans to run against incumbent Senator Martha McSally in next year's Republican primary. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
This 1100 KFNX traffic update is brought to you by Indeed.com. Roads are crazy out there, y'all. In Tempe, we have a crash in HOV, lane loop 101 southbound at Rio Salado Parkway, West Phoenix. Accident has a shoulder block, loop 101 southbound at Thomas Road. Another one in Phoenix, this one off to the left, loop 101 westbound at 64th Street. This 1100 KFNX traffic update has been brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, and zero in on a qualified candidate and online dashboard. Get started over at Indeed.com/hire.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, as we head into the evening, you'll have clear skies with a low 85. Tomorrow's going to be sunny with a high near 111. Tomorrow night, clear, low 86. And looking ahead towards Saturday, sunny with a high 112. Your forecast for tonight, once again, clear, low 85. I'm Andy Davis from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 102 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad!
Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
EltonBrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs, 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, a.k.a. the Elton Brothers, hanging around the Valley since 1976. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Email eltonbrothers@cox.net. If you've missed any part of the show, being archived on our website, eltonbrothers.com. Listen to past shows, search the MLS, get all the current listings as soon as they hit the market. Nothing to lose, completely free, and it's all at eltonbrothers.com, your one-stop shop for real estate across this valley.
Across the valley.
Across the valley. All you gotta do is put your email address in a box and you get to search the MLS like a professional. It's not like Zillow or Realtor.com or Trulia or some of these other ones where people are always sending me listings. I go look it up for them and it's been closed for 5 weeks.
It's happened to me. It's happened to me. I had this house that was just getting so much activity and then it finally sold. And I kept getting this notifications from Zillow. People want to see your house. Call these people right away. And they called on the house that was literally 5 weeks old and closed. Give us a call here, 480-451-3318. We'll walk you through the process of getting onto our website, eltonbrothers.com. You could search MLS like a pro and it's real time.
Real time.
Yeah. So you want to talk about,
I want to talk
renting.
About millennial makeover.
Okay.
So it's interesting. We have a lot of clients who cannot buy to, and by the way, we're saying millennial makeover because it's alliteration. It sounds good, but this applies to anybody who's trying to buy a house. Maybe you're credit challenged. Maybe you're trying to save some money for a down payment. Whatever the case, you can't buy today, but maybe you can buy tomorrow. And I would say if you think you can buy in the next 5 years, this plan may be good for you. So we're working with a client, got a very interesting program. You basically pick out the house, not from the rental list. Rick, not from the rental department list, but from the MLS. You go find a house. We go look at it. You love the house. You love the house. This could be like your dream home. You want to raise your family there. And then our client will buy it and rent it back to you. How good does that sound? And then when you're ready, you buy it back.
Is there any price range that they like to stay under?
Up to 350.
Up to 350.
Up to 350. So that will cover a lot of ground.
And what about the rents? Are the rents there? They rent it back at market rate?
It's market rate. There's a schedule. I mean, we can get into all the particulars.
Minutia.
We can get into all the minutia and how it all works. You just got to give us a call. 480-451-3318. It applies to anybody. If you're looking for a house, you can't buy today, but maybe tomorrow we can get you into lease purchase type program. And you get to shop from the MLS. Pick out a school district. Pick out a neighborhood. We go shopping. We find a house you love. Our client will buy it and then lease it back to you.
Definitely.
And then
you can buy it from them when you qualify. When you're ready, you give Deanna a call. She'll get you qualified. We buy the house. It's very simple, and it's a way to get millennials et al. Who want to purchase a house going onto the path of owning real estate, which is a great creator of wealth, by and large, for most people, for the average person.
There's nothing more exciting than working with first-time homebuyers. There's a lot of them right now. A lot of them are done renting. They're done living on their father's couch, mother's couch, in the basement. They're done. They're done, and they're sick of paying high rents. They want to buy a house. They got clean credit. There's this new credit thing that should help out. Because...
Oh, you mean how to clean up your credit?
Not even so much to clean up your credit, but to establish credit. Because... lenders don't count things like electric bills, water bills, phone bills, right? All they count credit cards and they count auto loans, stuff like that. But I do believe there's new legislation that is going to be passed that soon they will be able to count utilities.
What you're talking about. Yes,
that is going to really help out first-time homebuyers.
And I'll tell you this, Deanne Reisner, our lender, she's really great. She's really great. She's helped so many of our clients in the past. You know, she's not a credit counselor, but she knows what to do to get, you know, to help you with that score and get your credit going.
Guidance.
So guidance. We have all of it. Give us a call, 480-451-3318 if you are interested in leasing and then owning in the next 5 years.
But I wanted to continue my thing about first time home buyers. They're so excitable. They're all wide-eyed and bushy-tailed, ready to go. We walk through houses. We point out things about what to look for in houses, the condition of houses, how things are done, if they're remodeled. I mean, what you could see with the eye, you know, and then they soak it all in like a sponge. Then we get them to a lender, and then they get pre-qualified. And getting that pre-qualification letter is like a diploma. I got this letter, Rick. Check it out. Pre-qualification. Right? And
it's
we need
key.
That.
Can't get a house without it.
You cannot start the whole process without that letter, without that pre-qualification form. So definitely give Deanna a call because she is the first stop in about 20 stops. She's the first. The first stop, maybe before that, is that you actually want to buy instead of rent because rents are so high right now and they seem to only be increasing. What? Yes, Dave.
I got to get to the investors too.
Go ahead.
2 minutes.
Do it. Do it. Because I love talking about first time homebuyers. I could do it all day. So they got to give us a call. 480-451-3318. And we will get you on the path to home ownership. It's the only true way to build wealth. Not to mention a roof over your head.
Unless you got Amazon when it came out.
Yeah, but how many people have that?
Netflix or Apple back in the 90s. Anyway. All right.
Get to whatever you wanted to get to.
Yeah. So we got
sweet.
We're still working with these builders. So you guys know over the past few months, we've been talking about these leasebacks, these builder leasebacks where the builder builds a model home and then our investors purchase it and the builder leases it back at a premium rate. Cash on cash returns with today's investor rates, probably around 15%, give or take. So we did 7 in Atlanta. We have one left. It's 304 and it's a great house and it will lease back for 2 to 3 years at 8.5% triple net. So if you're interested in Atlanta, we can tell you all about that area. We also have a few in Colorado Springs in the low 700s and in the Denver area, low 700. And those are 9%. Triple net leases. Give us a call. 480-451-3318. Great cash on cash returns. Great cap rates and beautiful homes. We've been to these homes and they look incredible. We got pictures and the whole thing. So that's the leaseback thing. We talked about the millennial makeover thing. Rick talked about the first time home buyers. We got you covered.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm seeing an influx of people from California moving here. I'm seeing a lot of people selling their properties in California, 1031 exchanging that tax money here and dumping it in Arizona. We have 222 people a day moving here. Did you know that?
I did.
222 people a day, and we only have 60 moving out. We have a net.
Maricopa County is not the number one growth county in the country for no darn reason. People are moving here. It's incredible. 8% growth rate last year.
It is incredible. So guess what? We have a seat for every butt. That means we have a house for every butt. Give us a call.
Up next, we got some new listings, a special distress sale, deals of the week, much more. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers, real estate in the palm of your hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
You're on with the Elton Brothers.
What's this get bonafide thing you guys keep talking about?
Well, we can get you a competitive cash offer on your home, usually within a week.
So you're going to lowball me?
No lowballs. As I said, these are competitive cash offers, hence the name bonafide, as in get your bonafide cash offer today.
You understand my house has sweeping mountain views.
Everything gets factored into these offers.
Well, I'm not quite ready to move yet.
It's at your convenience, so you get a great price, and the Elton Brothers guide you every step of the way.
What's the number?
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318, or eltonbrothers.com.
Get bonafide!
And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
eltonbrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
Buying or selling a home? The most important protection you need is a good home inspection, and you want the best. At Inspect 10, they deliver. A-plus rating with the BBB? Yes. Color-coded reports with pictures? Yes. Inspect 10 even gives you a free 90-day major systems warranty. No one does that. For nearly 20 years, Inspect 10 has had the best price and amazing service. Just ask the Elton Brothers. They've been using Inspect 10 for over 10 years. Call Inspect 10 today at 480-204-1010. That's 480-204-1010.
Hey, son. Congratulations on your new home.
Thanks, Dad.
The Elton Brothers really came through.
I'm finally off your couch and into my new pad, and they saved us money.
Money and headaches.
To get a competitive cash offer on your home, usually within a week, call the Elton Brothers. 480-451-3318. See if your home qualifies. Receive a bona fide cash offer on your home. Call 480-451-3318.
Hey, Dad, have you seen my CBD pen?
Elton Brothers with Arizona Best Real Estate. eltonbrothers.com.
Back with the Elton Brothers, Dave and Rick Elton, still doing short sales, bank repos, distressed properties. Family court appointed special real estate commissioners. When you can't get along with your spouse and you got to sell your house, you bring in the Elton Brothers. You name it. We are here to help. Call us direct anytime. 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318 or email eltonbrothers@cox.net. You can also check us out at eltonbrothers.com. One stop shop for real estate across the valley. Did you see this column here? Catherine Rieger. We love to follow Catherine Rieger. Median home price in the valley is $280,000. No coincidence that Deanne uses that number. But good luck finding one for $280,000. And she kind of breaks down all the areas here, Rick, of different areas where you can try to find detached homes. Like Gilbert, Tempe, Scottsdale, Paradise Valley, Carefree, Cave Creek. Basically, there's zero or very little at that price point in those areas. And then if you go a little bit outside of those areas, like, for example, Glendale, 157 homes available in the 280 or less range. Buckeye, 122. Surprise. Has 120. Mesa, 111. Peoria, 61. Goodyear, Chandler. Well, actually, Tempe, four homes. How many do you think are in Scottsdale?
40.
One. Cave Creek, zero. So it's tough. It's tough. You got to kind of go to the outskirts of the 18,000 houses listed. And by the way, there's 13,000 actives. This includes, she's including under contracts as well. 10% of the homes, median home price, $280,000 less. So it's interesting. $280,000 is the median home price, but only 10% of homes are at that price or less. The higher priced houses selling much slower than those over 300 or over 300,000. So just a little market snapshot.
Yeah, market's tough over 300, 500 to a million. Pretty sluggish. Anything under 300, easy breezy. It's got to be priced right, though. A lot of sellers think that, you know, they don't have to make repairs. Repairs are a big thing, too, because you go through this inspection period. You try to get as much as you can for the house, and then you give a little bit of concessions away. And then the next thing you know, you got to pay another $4,000 or $5,000 for home inspection stuff. You always got to figure that in.
It will rear its ugly head. No doubt about it. Do you want to get into some listings here? What do you got?
Go ahead.
How about this house out in Rio Verde? We just put this on a couple weeks ago. Five bedrooms, 3 3/4 baths, acre and a quarter. There's also a den office, 3-car garage, 3,500 square feet, 685, and it's got the best Four Peaks views you'd ever want to see.
I got a condo, 1-bedroom, 1-bath condo. It's in Scottsdale. $134,000 bucks for a condo in Scottsdale. Pretty rare bird. 656 square feet.
$134,000. That's way under that median home price.
Let's see. Go ahead.
How about Wingspan? Let's see. Greyhawk, 5 bedrooms, 3 baths. Pool. 3-car garage, 2,800 plus square feet, backs to the park. It was $799, now $699 in Greyhawk.
How about Shea and Hayden? 5 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, 4,000 square feet, $899. Basement house with a pool and a spa. 3-car garage.
How about this? North Scottsdale, 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, 2-car garage, den office. Almost 3,700 square feet. Beautiful views of Pinnacle Peak. It was 825. We just did a big reduction. Now 715.
Aviano. 7 bedrooms, 6.5 baths, 7,000 feet, basement home. 1,199,000. It's been reduced from 1,279,000. It's a great house. 3 levels, 4-car garage, pool, spa. 7,000 feet for 1,199,000 in Aviano.
How about this? 7 acres, zone C2, at 111th Avenue and Olive, just west of the 101, C2 zoning. So you can do pretty much whatever you want on this, and it's subdividable for $1,195,000. Did you want to talk about coming soons?
Sure.
Coming soons, Rick. What do you got?
I don't know.
Scottsdale?
Here's one in Paradise Valley, 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, 3,000 square feet, $895,000.
No, I'm talking about a coming soon listing.
Oh, I thought you meant, I don't have any coming soons. What do you got?
Well,
I do. I got one in Mesa. So I got one in Phoenix. at Baseline. It's a two-bedroom, two-bath condo with a one-car garage, 185, I believe.
I guess you don't want to get into the one in Scottsdale. The 925, 935, I don't know what you're going to price that. Great lot, acre-ish. Okay, I guess we're not ready for that. All right.
It's a custom house. Should be nice.
How about this? We're going to do some deals of the week. These are all distressed sales. They could be pre-foreclosure, foreclosure, short sale, probates. I'm going to start with Paradise Valley. 9,000 square feet. It was 3.5. Now it's 3.1, six bedroom, seven baths, built in 05. Did you want to do one? How about this? How about this? Carefree, five bedrooms, five and a half baths, pool, spa, casita, on an acre, three-car garage, 4,500 square feet for $1,350,000. That's a nice one. Let's see, what else? Paradise Valley. And these are all, like I said, distressed sales. Five bedrooms, four and a half bath, pool, acre, four-car garage, 5,500 to 5,600 square feet. It was $1,375,000, and now it's $1,195,000. $1,195,000 in Paradise Valley. So there's a lot of them. You guys got to give us a call. 480-451-3318. We can pretty much find anything you want. If you're an investor, first-time home buyer. If you're selling a home, we have flexible fees. Radio show, 35-plus years. We would love to apply for that job. Tell you what we can do. Professional photography, drone photography, you name it. Your house is going to look the best. And it's going to get incredible exposure. Check out eltonbrothers.com. You'll see what I'm talking about. Okay. One more thing I wanted to go through. We've been talking about iBuyers, the Zillows, the offer pads, these home, open door. And we've been doing studies on the cost that it, are you really, how much are you losing by going to an iBuyer? And so we did this breakdown, whereas if a realtor sold your house versus an iBuyer, market price of $300,000 for a realtor, the iBuyer offer will be somewhere around $270,000. Your loan is $150,000. Your closing costs will be the same. Realtor commissions, we put in $18,000, zero for the iBuyer, but the service fee for the iBuyer, $24,000. They also run through an inspection on a home on an iBuyer, and a lot of times they will have a fee for repairs. We put in $5,400. There's more holding costs if you go through a real estate agent because maybe it's going to take a little bit longer. So when you factor all of this, market price, closing costs, commissions, service fees, repair fees, holding costs. The average net, if you go through a realtor and do the traditional way, $125,700 off of a real estate, using a realtor. iBuyer, your net, $86,000. That's $39,000 you lose for the cost of convenience. Think about it. Give a real estate agent a call. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. I want to thank our special guest, Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage. Our other incredible sponsors, Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance, Preston Steakhouse, Arrowhead Grill, Inspect 10 Home Inspections, Alliance Pest Management. Our man behind the glass, Jason, thank you very much. And, of course, a big real estate show thank you to every one of our listeners. Remember, if you have a home to sell, we've got flexible fees, a radio show, 35-plus years combined real estate experience. Set your listing appointment today. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. We'll see you next Thursday at 3 right here on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm an extremely average golfer.
What I lack in any real skill, I make up for in plaid knickers and ridiculous socks. My wife got me the world's biggest driver, and I've been waiting all week to try it out. So I step up to the tee, take my first full swing of the day, and hit a perfect duck hook over the frontage road and right through your windshield. You yank the wheel and end up OB in a water hazard. And if you have cut rate insurance, you could be out a whole lot of green. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Call me, Steve Fraley, at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations, the home of the Savage Nation.